Good evening. Welcome to the Solari Report. Today is January 24th, 2013. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. Tonight, we have a lot of talk about. I'm reminded of the quote from the Buddha who said, "Those who are awake live in a state of constant amazement." And certainly this week was a week of constant amazement. Upcoming events, let me just do some housekeeping first. April 24th, I'm going to be out in Portland speaking as part of the Ilahi Lecture Series. That's up on the blog under events. And we have are going to do a lunch with subscribers in Portland, Oregon. Also, upcoming C-Lane Advisory Financial Salons, one in Santa Monica on May 4th. And then later, we're going to do one in East Bay, San Francisco in May. Again, the 2012 annual wrap-up that we did in January, the first week of January, is up on the blog. It's quite beautiful, and Ben Lazzardi really outdid himself, and the Kristen Linton, the producer of the Solari Report, and so I would encourage you to take a look at that and use that as a tool this year. And then we have the transcript up for Secular Trends in the U.S. Equity Markets. Excellent presentation last week with Chuck Gibson, and we're also going to be doing a wrap-up kind of presentation, which we'll put in once we have that, probably early next month. Tonight, coming clean, the ins and outs of vaccine exemption with Alan. Alan had joined us in 2009, a great Solari Report when we were concerned about the swine flu vaccine, and now he's returned this evening, and we have a lot to talk about. We're going to be focused really on the exemption side. If you don't want to take a vaccine and there is a regulatory or legal issue pressing you to do so, how do you make sure you can access the exemptions?